It was April 17, 2015. Niagara County Deputy Sheriff Joe Tortorella responded to a 911 hang-up call in the town of Wheatfield. Not immediately known by the deputy was that 25-year-old Dwayne Boers Jr. had just shot and seriously wounded his parents, and following a confrontation with Tortorella, the two exchanged gunfire.
Well, I'd like to think that the reason that I'm standing here even giving you this interview is because of the training that I received. These guys don't get a lot of credit as well, but the guys that I work with are, you know, the guys that really should take the credit. I just went through the motions.
Tortorella had been struck in the chest, but saved by his bulletproof vest. Sheriff James Vautour says amidst a gunfight, his deputy made sure a neighboring school was safely locked down.
The school was a shared border with the home where this incident took place. And ironically, the deputy that first responded, his wife was teaching at that school, and two of his three kids were at that school attending at the time of this incident. So to have that all go on at once, it was pretty amazing.
Deputy Tortorella was honored by then-President Barack Obama for his actions. But the law enforcer, who delivered a presentation during the National Homeland Security Conference, says every day in the field, officers must think about survival.
People that are scrutinizing the police or law enforcement, when the shoe's on the other foot and you put them in a reality-based situation, it seems like they always do the same exact thing that police would do, or what, you know, your instincts take over and you do what you have to do to survive. It's just like in any profession, you know, there's going to be, you know, mistakes made out there. Unfortunately, this is a job where there's not much room for error.
Especially when one's own life is at risk. The National Homeland Security Conference continues today in downtown Buffalo. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.